From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world via our website, wildmichiganradio.com. And you can find us on Facebook. Follow us on the Twitter as well, at Wild Michigan on Twitter. And, of course, Facebook.com/Wild Michigan. All those links again on our website. Thanks to our friends at Costa Sunglasses. See what's out there. Use them. Love them. I can't say enough good things about Costa Sunglasses. Also, Darton Archery and Lucky Buck. Great Michigan companies, respectively. And we're going to talk to another great Michigan company here in just a couple of seconds. And keep in mind, we are going to be out and about next week. Outdoorama is coming to the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. And we'll be floating around there someplace during the weekend. And, of course, you can find us on Saturday night next weekend, the 27th. We're going to be at the Whitetails Unlimited Banquet in Lansing for the Michigan Deer Camp. And we will be there. T-Bone, our good friend Travis T-Bone Turner from the Michael Waddell Show, the Bone Collector Show, will be out at the Michigan Deer Camp as well. You can get your tickets. There is a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and get tickets for those events. And we'll tell you more about where we're going to be and what events we're going to be attending this coming next few weeks and before we head off to the Bassmaster Classic. But right now, Rick Webster from Tricky Ricky Lures and Coda Pro Products joins us, a Michigan company that we met last year for the first time and used their products and used the Tricky Ricky Lures, got out a little bit last year. This year has been a bit more difficult. Rick, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Good, my man. How are you doing?
Doing well. How has your season been? Because, look, ice in Michigan, I mean, there's been a lot of ice that you can walk out on. But, man, I tell you what, hearing so many reports of people going through and everything else, I've really had not had the time to get out during a time where it's kind of safe.
Well, our season, as far as sales going for Ice Aggressor Ice Buds, is doing wonderful because of the, you know, warmer temperatures. People aren't apt to drag a gas-powered auger out when they can just punch a hole through with their ice butt.
Exactly.
And it's a big safety thing for people, too, having that security of that spud as they're walking, checking the ice. So it's doing pretty good.
Now, you guys manufacture the Ice Aggressor right here in Michigan. Yes. You're a welder. You've been putting these things together. How did that all get started for you guys?
Oh, it started, 2009 it was. I had an ice butt that was my grandfather's from way back in the 80s. And I was on a lake up here in Wixom Lake. I don't know if you heard of Wixom Lake.
Oh, yeah.
But we were up there doing some crappie fishing. It was early season, and my wife's cousin was with me, and he had bought an ice spud from a local bait shop. And we both started spudding our holes out. And I, got done before he did. And he goes, "Man, where'd you get that thing?" I said, "Well, my grandfather made that." And he says, "Man, you got to try selling those things. They work quick." I says, "Well, you know, I've heard that a lot of times, you know, being on the Saginaw Bay and different areas, people would actually borrow it." And I said, "Well," and I went home that night and started thinking about it and come up with a plan. And we fabbed some up at the shop and got our ducks in a row and finally got a meeting with Dunham Sporting Goods. And they liked what they seen, and they took them on, and it's history from there.
Speaking of Rick Webster, you know what? And I've got one of those, and I tell you what, they cut through the ice. I mean, look, augers are great, but you said, you know, when the ice is a bit thinner and you need something to check the ice as you go anyway,
yeah.
It really chips through in a very rapid manner.
Mm-hmm. It does. This is designed to chunk, not chip the ice. Designed to produce bigger chunks of ice, so it doesn't take near as long to chop a hole as it did, you know, with some other ones that are out there.
Yeah.
Not mention any names or anything.
No. I've had, we had the homemade ice bud that literally, it just... It chipped, I mean, at best. And when you're a young person trying to learn ice fishing for the first time, that was not the way to go. We didn't know any better, you know, but you learned. And that, again, you guys fab that all here in Michigan.
Yes, in Midland, Michigan we do, yes.
Now, how many are you producing a year right now?
Oh, it's in the thousands. I don't really get an exact number of them, but, you know, we do quite a bit of them. And you keep in mind, everything that we do is, there's no automated systems. Everything's, you know, done by hand, even up to the lanyards. We put special lanyards on them, and on the end of the lanyard, there's a paracord handle that's hand tied also, and it's quite the little procedure we got going.
Speaking with Rick Webster from Coda Pro Products here on Wild Michigan, our website, wildmichiganradio.com. There's a link in our sponsors page for the Tricky Ricky Lures, which we'll get to in a little bit. Also, for the Ice Aggressor Spud that you guys produce. And that, I'll tell you, that paracord strap that you guys have on, that is very helpful because, as I mentioned, that spud we used when I was a kid is probably at the bottom of Lake Ovid right now at Sleepy Hollow. Matter of fact, I know it's at the bottom there, just kind of rusting away. But, you know, it's kind of nice to have that hand, that tether on there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we, years back, my brother-in-law and I had one back there, and we lost it through the bay, at Saginaw Bay. And the paracord handle, you know, floated up, and we could actually snag it. We could look through the hole and see it, of course, through the channing, and we snagged the line and actually got the spud back. So
nice.
Yeah.
So there is a benefit to that whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely there is, yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about the Tricky Ricky lures, because those have been producing some big fish, some big perch, and you guys make these all by hand also.
Yeah, they're all hand Russian beaded spoons that we produce, and we also have a walleye line out also. They're all in pro packs, all of our lures. We don't sell individual lures. They're all either they range from five in a pack to, like, I think our panfish have eight in a pack. And we have those at Dunham Sporting Goods as well. They have those through, I think we have them in Wisconsin, and pretty much all the ice ranges through the United States. Wherever there's a Dunham's, there's going to be our lures there. So,
now, you guys, are you, Rick, are you and everybody hand-painting these yourself?
Yeah, yes, we do. They're all hand-painted, you know.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Rick Webster from Coda Pro Products is joining us. You can see the Tricky Ricky lures and the Ice Aggressor spuds on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. And these have been producing some pretty big perch and some nice panfish this year.
Yes, they have. We have pro staffers in Canada, and we have one in Michigan. And the Canada boys have been just... I can't express how much fish they've been catching with these things. And the pictures out on our Facebook, you've probably seen our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these perch that these guys have been pulling out, you know, just amazing. I mean, just awesome perch. And, you know, of course, the weather has been a factor here for our pro staff guy down here in Michigan. He lives Port Huron area, so he hasn't really got a chance to get out too much.
Sure.
But he has been on the inland lakes doing some nice bluegill fishing and things like that with our panfish ones. So, but yeah, they've been having really tremendous luck with all those up that way.
Well, yeah, I've been seeing the pictures, and it's been nice to get those reports. And again, if you guys want to follow them, you can find them on the Facebook. There's a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Rick Webster from Coda Pro Products. Anything else you want to throw in the mix?
I'd like to tell you about our new ice bud that we did come out with this year. It's a mechanical manual ice bud, if you will. It's called the Shatter Shock, and it has a special insert on the inside. So as you're spudding, it creates a jackhammering action, and there's nothing like it on the market. And Dunham's Sporting Goods has that as well, and we have some good reports from those. So,
all right, man.
Yeah.
We'll throw some pictures up on the website for the Shatter Shock. Of course, you can get the links on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Rick Webster, appreciate your time, man, here on Wild Michigan.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. More coming. The ice, I don't know, man. It's supposed to be really warm this weekend. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, but I know they're getting it warmer. Getting it nice up north.
I still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Still cannot believe that when people are picking up the podcast from the website, California, the number one state for downloads. So, you know, look, maybe they're catching on. Maybe they're catching on out west about, well, okay, look, Northern California, a lot of those guys get it, and gals, trust me, they get it. But I don't know, man, maybe something good's going on out there. Maybe there's a revival of hunting and fishing in the state of California. But we are going to keep it here in Michigan as we do. We're going to speak now with Jack Waters from Ducks Unlimited here in Michigan. Jack, welcome to the show. This is your first time. Appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, you're involved with Ducks Unlimited, and our good friend Charles Stoudmire got us in contact with you, and you guys put on a banquet, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But what is your role with DU?
Well, I was originally started out as one of the founding members that started a chapter in the Livingston County area here on Valley Ducks Unlimited. And a year and a half ago, I was asked by the state council to step up, and I'm now the zone chairman for Southeastern Michigan. And with that comes a lot of responsibilities as far as my job is basically to help other chapters in the area stay on track, and anything that they need, I just try to help them out to get the different things they need product wise or information, so that they can do the fundraisers that that they have set planned to do.
Now, it's we've done a lot. We've done and continue to do a lot with Pheasants Forever, with Whitetails Unlimited. And I can't even think of half the chapters and places of, you know, National Wild Turkey Federation that we belong to. And we're just now kind of getting involved with Ducks Unlimited as I have become a duck hunter over the past 10 years, learning more about, you know, habitat and improving and, you know, preserving wetlands. And this is exactly what you guys do. This is an ongoing thing for all of the different chapters, but you guys are focusing on wetlands and keeping, you know, duck numbers up and habitat up.
Correct. Without the wetlands, you know, our wetlands are basically, when you really think about it, it's the foundation of all of our wildlife. You know, with us doing the wetlands conservation and what we're able to do with the dollars that we earn, it helps all of the other chapters that are trying to do their thing. Because without wetlands, unfortunately, you wouldn't have the things needed for the turkeys, the deer, you know, all of the other things, including our own drinking water. And so it's really kind of and I understand it's somewhat my opinion, but there's a lot of things that factually back it up. It's really the foundation of what we have as far as wildlife and other things that we enjoy outdoors.
Jack Waters is our guest here from Ducks Unlimited. It really kind of is when you separate all things. Our wetlands are a huge part of everything. I mean, look, everything revolves around water on this planet. Without it, nothing. We have nothing. But
exactly.
And you know, all our animals, everything goes around that, and it provides more habitat. You know, like we talk about with Pheasants Forever or with National Wild Turkey Federation, habitat is always probably one of the biggest things that we do talk about. And with waterfowl or with Ducks Unlimited, habitat in that respect covers more than just ducks. I mean, we all know that, but you know, what else are you helping along the way?
Well, we're helping with a lot of things. I mean, we the wetlands is the number one priority that we do. I mean, we are in conjunction. We help the National Turkey Federation with things. We do some things with whitetails and with Pheasants Forever, but it's primarily you know, it's 98%. It's all about wetlands, whether it's a, you know, an area that could that gets redone to allow for the public to go in and hunt. We've all gone by a lot of different areas, such as the Maple River flooding area. That was a Ducks Unlimited project, using that for an example. But there's also a lot. We do some projects that are for on people's private lands. They may have a piece of property that once they contact Ducks Unlimited, they'll come in, they'll take a look at it and go, yeah, this would be a good area to help redo something and change it so that it's a better habitat for the wildlife. Some of it's for the for hunters, and some of it is just plain for allowing for the wildlife to have a resting area, a nesting area, a feeding area, to help keep the wildlife and primarily waterfowl, obviously, with wetlands, give them the habitat that's needed to thrive and flourish.
Jack Waters is our guest here from Ducks Unlimited here in Michigan. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. If you missed any of this conversation, you can pick it up on the podcast. Jack, we talked yesterday prior to this interview, and we talked about the amount of money that stays within not only the organization, but within Habitat, when so many big organizations, air quotes, nonprofit organizations are out there, but they have high-paid CEOs and high overhead. When the trickle-down comes down to actually getting to the people and the things they're trying to help, it's minimal, but with Ducks Unlimited, the percentage is quite high.
Yeah, it's extremely high. It's one of the highest in the world as far as the percentage of each dollar that comes in. We are rated approximately national average every year at approximately 84 cents of every dollar that we are able to earn actually makes it back into the ground. And so with that being said, I mean, it's hard not to believe in what we're able to do.
No, and that's a huge number. That is an absolutely huge number that is going back into Habitat and into the resource itself. Because, you know, again, like I've said, I'm not going to point out any so-called charities in particular, but, you know, you see their stars and their high-paid spokespersons on there, and the money's just really not getting to the places that it needs to go, and that's what really impresses me about Ducks Unlimited and a bunch of the other chapters as well.
Yeah, and I have nothing against all the other organizations. They're all doing great, wonderful things. It's just, you know, however they have it set up, that's on them, and it's good. I don't talk bad about them either. I support a lot of them just because I'm an avid outdoorsman myself.
Sure.
And yeah, I believe in what's going on, and so you support what you can, and if we all work together, we can have much more greater resources for not only ourselves, but it's for our future. We all know how quickly things diminish in this world.
All right, Jack Waters is our guest. We're going to come back to him here in a second, talking about Ducks Unlimited. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. You can check us out on the internet, wildmichiganradio.com. Find out where we're going to be. It's banquet season. We're going to be at banquets and outdoor shows for like the next month, and we look forward to seeing you. We'll be at the Pheasants Forever Chapter 467 banquet coming up on March 11th. And then the following weekend, we're going to be at the Huron Valley Ducks Unlimited Chapter Banquet, which we are now talking with Jack Waters about from Ducks Unlimited here on the show. We talked a little bit about where the money is going with Ducks Unlimited, but the money has to come from somewhere. And one of the ways that you guys do it is this wonderful, I mean, it's an awesome chapter banquet. Charles introduced us to this banquet a couple of years ago. My fiance and daughter, we attended this banquet a couple of times. We're going to be doing so again on the 19th, I do believe, of March. Tell me a little bit about that banquet, if you would, please, Jack.
Well, it's a very nice family-oriented, but yet a very fun banquet. We pride ourselves on the fact that we just try to keep it something that everyone can enjoy. It's got a lot of activities. We have the normal thing that people have at all their banquets, live auctions, silent auctions, raffles, games, a lot of wonderful things to have an opportunity to either win or purchase. And we have a lot of different packages and ways that people can get involved besides that. You know, you can purchase your dinner ticket, singles, couples, or if you choose to, you can purchase sponsor packages, which is, you know, those things come from people's heart. They want to give, they want to do something more than just doing a dinner ticket. Mm-hmm. And it's greatly helpful. But there's they also have opportunities to receive opportunities to win things through doing those extra things as well. And the food is outstanding. It's a wonderful sit-down dinner, and it's not a buffet, so everybody gets served at the same time, and you get to sit with your friends and family and enjoy the wonderful atmosphere and the fun, and just enjoy the time. We make it as enjoyable as we possibly can for people.
Now, if you want to pick up tickets for that, you can go to hvducks.org, and that'll go right to the chapter itself for Huron Valley, or you can contact Craig Leslie at 313-530-9440, a link at wildmichiganradio.com, and on our Facebook page. We'll put those up there because we like sharing that information. And real quickly, one more thing about this banquet. This is one of the banquets that you actually are served duck. You know, for a Ducks Unlimited banquet, you get duck. And oh my gosh, I cannot say enough about the folks that put this event on. I mean, it's going to be fantastic, and the food is great.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing that we will have to say we're very happy with. The food is extremely, extremely good.
Now, that's, again, Saturday, March 19th at the Crystal Gardens in Howell, and we will definitely be there for that. Now, you have another event coming up, which is going to take place at the Outdoorama next week. And you got a duck calling contest, and you're looking for some participants for that.
Yes, we are. We've been trying to get this put together for a couple of years, and we actually got our first one put together at the Woods and Water Show out last September in Imlay City. It went well, and we're doing one again at the Outdoorama. We'll have four divisions. We have the adult division, and we're going to be giving away the top three places get prizes. The grand prize winner will win a brand new over and under 12 gauge shotguns, which is something much more than most calling contests would give away. Most of them just give trophies. And then we will have a two-man duck calling contest and two different youth divisions, and all of them will be getting prizes first, second, third. And we will also have a couple of gentlemen there that are longtime calling contest winners and stuff that will be helping to give instruction and pointers to anybody who is wanting to learn how to duck call. And so we're trying to make this an educational thing as well as a contest for people, because as we all know, a lot of people like to compete, including myself. I won't be competing in this one, but I have a competitive edge myself.
Jack Waters is our guest from Ducks Unlimited here. You can pick up any of the podcasts or any of the links on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Jack, I'm fortunate. I've got friends that are actually really good at calling in waterfowl, geese and ducks, and you know they've got some championships under their belt. So I'm pretty fortunate that I can hunt with guys like this. But I've never really taken on a call myself, and I think that's something that I would really like to learn.
It's a lot of fun. I'm sure you and many other people listening have had the opportunity through their life to actually have the opportunity to hunt over a dog. Mm-hmm. That is phenomenal to work. It's amazing to watch a dog work, and it's also an amazing thing to watch somebody who knows how to call really well be able to get those birds to respond and do things. It's learning how to speak the language of a duck or a goose is it's impressive to watch people that can do it very well. I'm not that great at it, but I keep trying. But it's fun. It's a very enjoyable thing to watch.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's I think turkey calling to me is a heck of a lot easier. But there's a lot of nuances with duck calling that I find to be kind of difficult. But they take practice, and that's one of the things. And when you go to Outdoorama next weekend, you can see all these things for yourself. And you guys, you'll have a booth there, correct?
Yes, we have a 10x30 booth that we'll have there. Very large, it stands out, you can't miss it. It's going to be obviously promoting our banquets as well as other events and selling raffle tickets there that we have for some gun raffles.
And again, you know, that money goes back to the chapter too. I mean, it's got to help buy some of the stuff. We understand that. But again, like you said, such a high percentage going back into the ground, back into the habitat. That's very impressive and very nice to see coming from Ducks Unlimited. Again, Outdoorama next weekend, there's going to be the duck calling contest. And is there a website we can find out more about that?
You can go for information. You can go to info@hvducks.org, or you can contact a couple of the members from our chapter, Craig Leslie at 313-530-9440, or Dave Melke at 810-355-1217.
That would be
and for the duck calling contest, you can go to the same thing, and the contact number for me, Jack Waters, is area code 231-360-0887.
And those are going to be some great events to attend. Again, that banquet, if you want to get in on probably one of the premier banquets I've ever been to, with food and prizes. I mean, last year we had the opportunity to win some great prizes. My fiance Sarah won the ladies' handgun last year, which she's all excited because it was in Muddy Girl Pink.
Yep, we got another one this year.
good. We'll be looking forward to all of those other things. And again, if you want to head up our website, wildmichiganradio.com, you can get those links, and we'll put them up there for you to go. And Jack, I appreciate your time here on the show. Appreciate all the hard work that you guys are putting in with Ducks Unlimited. And we look forward to seeing you out and about. And like I said, I'll definitely be seeing you at the banquet.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so hang on the line, sir. I'm going to talk to you more off air. But again, everybody, if you miss any of this or you want to find out what we've done in the past on our shows on podcast go way back beyond like a year. We need to keep those up there because if there's information you miss or you want to catch up on, it's all right there on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Duran Martinez. Next hour, we're going to talk with Ted Harpum from Darton Archery. Find out what's going on. It's kind of a spring product showcase. A lot of things going on here in Wild Michigan.
This is Ono Hagen of ClareVirtually.ie inviting you to fish County Clare, Ireland. Now back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the world. on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Thanks to Darton Archery for joining us again in 2016. And thanks to everybody for being a part of the show. We are going on our 10th year of the show. And also, getting ready for the thaw, man. Even though we got a free fishing weekend going on this weekend, definitely check the ice. Be careful going out. Don't go out alone. I know we preach a lot on this show, but you know, we like our listeners. And joining me in studio, my good friend Steve Gruber from the Steve Gruber Show, also on the Michigan Talk Network, plus several shows on the Outdoor Channel with Wolf Creek Productions. Mm-hmm. Steve,
hello, Duran. How are you,
buddy? I'm doing well.
I'm good, my friend.
Doing well. Earlier this week, and I want to be. Because you do a lot of shooting, I like bow hunting, but I love upland game birds and whatnot. The Michigan Natural Resources Commission voted 4-1 to approve and amend version of the Wildlife Conservation Order Amendment Number 1 of 2016, allowing Michigan to be the 38th state to allow suppressors in the field to 30 dB. So we are now able to use suppressors on our firearms to hunt with, reducing the possibility of injury to our hearing organs. As in 2013, I've got some wonderful wild ear
inserts.
Hearing.
Devices. I've got wild ears too. I love them.
And I love them. Yeah, but you know what? When you got 5 minutes, 10 minutes left of shooting time, the elk comes out. You're not fumbling for them that you should have them on. So 4 shots with a 7 mag, believe me, I've been suffering with hearing ringing in my ears since, and not the fault of the wild deer. They got to be in and on to be working. So yeah,
I can actually date my hearing loss back to, I think it was Molly Hatchet at the Jackson County Fairgrounds in 1978, if you want to know the truth. They blew my head clean off.
Okay, there's a lot of... concert stuff. I get that.
But Molly Hatchet was ugly loud. I've hunted my whole life. My father is, the general who's since passed away. But, towards the end of his life, he couldn't hear anything, But sure. he was a shotgun guy, a bird hunting guy, as host of the American Bird Hunter Show. And, he'd dropped an anvil on his head 10 different times. Now, he had a rifle, a 25-06 that had a ported barrel. Mm-hmm. And it was a great rifle for whitetails or antelope or something, medium to large, big game animals. But I swear it was the loudest rifle I've ever heard touched off. I mean, I touched it off like twice. I said, I'm done. I wouldn't shoot it without hearing protection because it's so wicked on your ears. And you get up at that 120 decibel range or higher, it creates problems. The other thing that I thought about... When I heard that this had passed, this silencer is a more common term,
right?
Suppressor, sound, whatever. With the people out there, like in Ann Arbor, where they're having these deer hunting deals, mm-hmm. People can slide in along urban areas. One of the reasons I've always liked crossbows and bow hunting in urban areas is you don't disturb anybody. You don't get one of those anti-hunters out there. What are you guys doing? You get out of here. Sure. You mean deer hunters?
Wait, they're eating my shirt.
Yeah, but come back here, you mean deer hunters. They ate all my flowers. You kill them all. But the fact of the matter is, with a suppressor, with a silencer, I think you can get into some places maybe you wouldn't before because you're not bothering anybody. You're not touching off, something that sounds, like a cannon going off.
Brings the other side of the coin.
Right.
Steve Gruber joining me here on Wild Michigan. What my concern is, of course, my first concern is going to go to people trespassing. It's going to go to people poaching. Should additional fines be imposed? I don't think it's been looked at yet, but if you're using a suppressor in these crimes, of poaching, of trespassing,
my take on it is this. The suppressor is just a piece of equipment. Trespassers are going to trespass. Poachers are going to poach. And do not confuse either one of those people with hunters or sportsmen because they are neither. They are criminals. They are felons, okay? And here's the problem with Michigan. When I lived in Michigan doesn't have any effective trespassing laws, period. That's the problem we face in this state. If you trespass somewhere and hunt illegally, the local law enforcement people don't consider it a law enforcement issue. Call the DNR. Call somebody else. Mm-hmm. Not our problem. Not the way it's treated in places like Montana.
No.
Ohio and Iowa and Illinois. If you trespass, I know the laws when I went to college in Montana were pretty simple, and I figure they're probably similar. all you have to do to mark your property, you took a can of orange spray paint. If you blaze orange a certain number of square inches on a fence post or wherever that legally marked, if you were caught trespassing and you killed a deer that was 18 inches or more spread wise, $5,000 automatic fine. No argument. If you trespass in Ohio, they get real serious. It's a felony. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're caught trespassing in Ohio trying to get a deer and you're convicted, it's a felony. And then they charge you for the value of the deer. In Michigan, if you got caught trespassing, first of all, if anybody ever showed up because you called, because I've had people trespassing on my property, I call, you know, a week later, somebody calls you back. Yeah, so nobody shows up. And if you really irritated somebody, you'd really have to irritate them, you might maybe get a $50 fine. So right. The problem is not the suppressor. The problem is the fact that Michigan does not enforce private property very well, my opinion.
All right. Well, and that's why we bring you in here, because you are a little bit more well versed on things that go on outside of Michigan.
Well, right. And the other thing,
you do this.
The other thing that I've noticed, I mean, I've spent my whole life in Michigan, and you've hunted here too. You know, I've got a lot of farmers that are friends that, you know, probably have too many deer on their property. But by and large, a lot of farmers don't even let people hunt anymore, mm-hmm. not because of the hunters. Because of the trespassing problems Absolutely. They have all the time. So they just say, you know what? It's too much of a headache. I got people. They leave garbage. They leave gates open. They do whatever. So the answer is just no. Just it's just easier. Now, if Michigan had enforceable trespassing laws that somebody actually paid attention to, I think it would be better for the sportsmen. I think it would be better for the farmers. I think it would be better for everybody. Now, I don't know about how the suppressor thing is going to work out. I'm sure that the lefties will be telling me that it'll be the OK Corral, but they say that every time a new gun law passes.
Anytime something new comes across, it's the OK Corral. But, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that that sell them. You know, you can buy them online as long as you meet the criteria and everything else. And I don't think you're going to see everybody and their brother going out and buying a silencer for their shotgun or anything else. It's I don't recall. I don't see it. Well, you will.
I'll buy two or three. I mean, come on, dude.
I know you have the opportunity, right?
Yeah, why do you buy it? Why did you buy an AR-15? Because I can.
You know? Well, exactly.
Why did you buy an? You don't need another shotgun. Why did you buy another shotgun? Because I can. Why did you buy a silencer? Let me with a big smile on my face. Because I can. Hello. You know, it used to be able to, you know, people have had them in Michigan for years and years.
Sure.
Because they go to places like Wyoming, where you could buy them right off the shelf and bring them home. You know. I never did. I've never owned one, but I will now.
Yeah, well, of course.
Because you can.
Yeah, we get that. Yeah. Steve Gruber, appreciate that, man. I appreciate your insight on that stuff. That's awesome. Getting ready for spring turkey season, getting ready. You know, I've yet to get on the ice as well. It's been a busy year heading off to the Bassmaster Classic again in March. First week of March, going to be off and gone. And lots of things. And, of course, we've got, we've got Outdoorama coming up. To the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. The Deer and Turkey Expo is coming next week, and we're going to be everywhere. And, of course, you're going to be everywhere as well. Any big trips real quickly while we got a couple minutes left for your show?
Well, you know, I'm doing a thing. One of the guys that appears on my show on Outdoor America a lot, there's this crew from Indiana led by Eric Kiefer, and they keep coming up to Remus, Michigan, mm-hmm. you know, every year. And last year, they got a triple. Three guys, bam, 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 on turkeys. And I'm like, no, wait a second. You got to drive by my house to go past me up north from Indiana to go. You think you could help a brother out? So anyhow, right. I'm getting in on that deal. Ivy and I are this year. I said, listen, dude, if you do it again, I will slash your tires. And that's just the way you will drive home on flat tires. That's the way it is. And you can hitchhike to Indiana. I don't care. So we're getting in on that deal. That sounds like a good load of fun. We're also working on some deals to go to South Dakota and maybe New Zealand a little bit later. And I've also been, I've been suckered in to go do a week of basic training with the United States Marines, Ivy and I have, in April. Now, that had nothing to do with hunting, but provided I survive that,
sure,
I'll come back to do some hunting, yeah.
Well, good. That'll be interesting. We'll be looking forward to seeing those on the show. Steve Gruber, host of Outdoor America, and, of course, the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'll just be looking forward to hitting the road again, because and looking at the inside of a building for 5 days. That's what I love. Show season here in Michigan. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Appreciate Lucky Buck. Thanks to Coast of Sunglasses. Thanks to Dart and Archery, and thanks to you, the listener. 10 years on the Michigan Talk Network. We are Wild Michigan.